This morning, I want to bring our guest in on a program through the phone here. Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center with us this morning. Dan, how are you today?
Good morning. Just fine.
Well, good. Thank you so much. Boy, it hasn't felt a whole lot like Christmas around these parts these days.
It hasn't. We really haven't had much winter weather anywhere in Iowa so far this year. November was quite a bit warmer than normal, and just looking at some numbers, December so far has been running about 5 to 7 degrees above normal so far, and really not much precipitation this month. So winter has stayed basically in the far northern part of the U.S. and up in Canada so far, and really except for a storm system coming up late this week into the early weekend, it looks like mild weather will continue for the next week or two.
Yeah, I know for the most part, I guess it was good for harvest. We had pretty decent weather to get all that work done. But yeah, as far as kind of turning the corner toward the late fall and into the early winter season, just a few years ago, we had snow on October 1st. I don't think we've had hardly any except a few flurries here so far.
Right. A little bit of accumulation at times in northern Iowa so far. But really, you have to go up mainly from around the Twin Cities northward before you've seen any significant snow, and a lot of that has actually occurred just in the last 5 or 6 days. Even up there, the early season snowfall was pretty light, and it looks like we've got a storm system that really, I guess you could call it maybe the first significant storm of the season coming up tomorrow into Saturday. It looks like here in the Atlantic we'll probably see only light amounts of snow, but parts of northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, northern Nebraska, South Dakota could pick up several inches of snow from that. But once that goes through, it looks like a return to a warm weather pattern with temperatures back up above normal after that system passes through. And most of next week and the 6 to 10 day period look quite warm across the Midwest.
Probably not going to have to worry about that snow blower quite yet here in our area?
Probably not in Atlantic. I think if you're a little further north, maybe you may need to get it out Saturday morning. But I think here in Atlantic, anything we get would be pretty light, and it would likely melt fairly quickly Saturday afternoon, and then there's warmer temperatures coming in Sunday into early next week. It looks like the way the jet stream is aligning, the coldest weather is going to be in the western part of the country, and most areas east of the Rockies will have above normal temperatures next week and even perhaps longer than that. So this warmer than normal temperature pattern may last at least through the next 1 to 2 weeks in most areas.
How unusual is it, Dan, to go this far into the early part of the winter season and not really have any measurable snow here?
Well, we're probably getting to the point where we're certainly past the normal date of the first 1 inch of snow. I don't know if we're near the latest that's ever occurred, but certainly we're probably pushing up against that latest time for measurable snow. I'm not sure what the records are, but I'm guessing probably sometime in December would be the latest we've ever had measurable snow. So it's a bit unusual, and it again, up until this week, that had been the case over quite a bit of the Midwest. It just hasn't been much precipitation, and when it has occurred, it's been in the form of rain in many places. There are some indications that maybe toward the latter part of December, that colder weather pattern that is in the western part of the country could start to work its way eastward. So there may still be hope for a white Christmas. We'll see how things go, but certainly over the next week or 10 days, other than what happens from this next storm, really not much chance of significant snow seen in much of the Midwest.
Well, and I've read and heard a little bit here lately about, talk about maybe as we get into like January, February, we could see some heavier snowfall amounts in this part of the country, and a lot of that was due to the Pacific Ocean temperatures and things that were going on out there.
Right, we're in a weak La Nina right now, and looking back at last winter, we had a weak La Nina, and it kind of went away during the middle part of this year and came back. And if you look back historically at situations like that, you do tend to have, for the three winter months of December, January, and February, you tend to have a little bit colder weather from the Great Lakes across the northern Midwest and the northern plains, and you tend to have warmer weather in the southern U.S. And with December certainly appearing to be a warmer than normal month, you could probably make an argument that if those trends hold, we could see some wintry conditions moving in for January and February if those trends hold. But again, I think it would probably be later in December before we'd see conditions cold enough and stormy enough to pick up any major snowfall in most of Iowa, again, except what's happening here the next 2 or 3 days. And places that get that snow later this week into Saturday we'll probably see it melt as we move through next week.
Yeah, well, and I was looking at some advanced forecast numbers from next week, and I'm seeing temperatures into the mid-60s, even approaching 70 perhaps by the middle of next week. What in the world is that all about?
Well, the jet stream is moving well to the north of the Midwest as we've got troughing in the western part of the country. That's where the cold air will be anchored, and farther east with the jet stream lifting way up into southern Canada, it allows a southerly flow of air to occur for several days, and it really warms things up. You know, record highs for that time of year, I think, here in Atlantic are in the 60s, so it's certainly not out of the question that at some point in time we'll be threatening some record highs as we move farther into next week, and it looks like that trend for above normal temperatures will be fairly long-lasting until we get into the little bit later into December.
Yeah, I don't think it's typical to play more rounds of golf in December than I did in September.
That's true, and you know, we haven't had a lot of precipitation to keep people indoors. November was a fairly dry month in many areas, and as we talked earlier, we haven't really had much in December, so it's really been pretty nice fall to be outside on many days.
Well, that's the one, I guess, benefit of that, too, is that so many folks have had an opportunity. We've seen activities on hiking and biking trails and things like that. It's been comfortable, really, for people to get out and be able to enjoy without the, you know, the threat of slipping and falling, those types of things.
That's true, and I think that that will continue for the most part. You know, looking at this system that's coming in for Friday and Saturday, I think that it draw a line from maybe central Nebraska to between Sioux City and Omaha, and up toward northeast Iowa, kind of along and north of that line, I think, is where the significant snowfall will occur. I think here in Atlantic, the precipitation will start out as rain on Friday. It'll be ending as some light snow Friday night and early Saturday. It's possible we could see some accumulation, but it looks like the heavier amounts will occur farther to the north and northwest, and even if we do get a little bit of accumulation, it probably would melt with the sun coming out by Saturday afternoon, and what doesn't melt in Iowa over the weekend will surely melt as we move into next week.
No doubt about that. Well, Dan, as we get a little bit deeper into December, these next few weekends are going to turn into some pretty heavy family weekends for a lot of folks as they get a chance to enjoy the holidays, if not at Christmas, on the weekends prior to. So that means a lot more travel here in the next few weekends. The travel picture then, does that all look pretty good?
Well, I think it does. Again, as if you're traveling to the northwest and north of Atlantic, late tomorrow into Saturday, you'll encounter the snow. But beyond that point, there's really nothing to point to a big major winter storm, at least in Iowa and immediate surrounding areas, as we head into those weekends getting closer to Christmas. The way the weather pattern's shaping up, if you're traveling perhaps mid to late December, Minnesota, the Dakotas, even out into the northern Rockies, those would be the areas where further into December, some of those weekends may bring some wintry weather. But if you're traveling to the south and to the east during that time, it looks like it will be warm enough that what precipitation does occur will be in the form of rain. Now, as we get closer to Christmas, if that colder pattern in the western U.S. starts to advance a little further east, as we get up to perhaps the weekend before Christmas and through the Christmas holiday, you know, that potential for some wintry precip may push a little bit further south and east. But again, that's quite a ways out there in the future right now.
Okay, so our relatives that live to the north, we always encourage them, they should move to the south then, right?
Well, that's true.
If not here, be south. All right, very good. All right, now, no 50-50s. I'm not going to let you do that. But what do you think, white Christmas around here?
I'm going to say there's a chance we will, maybe more than 50% that we will, just thinking that by that time we may be getting into a colder pattern and the potential for some snow. So it may not accumulate many days before Christmas, but I think there's a shot that by Christmas we could have some snow.
All right. Well, I know there's some young children who would really like that. They've had their eye on some of those steep hills, and the sleds don't work real well on this grass. So,
no, they don't.
Need to get out and have some fun yet before the winter really gets at us. All right, very good. Well, Dan, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Hope you and your family have a great Christmas.
Same to you, and you're welcome for talking this morning.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. That's Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center here this morning.